Revisiting the Ulysses electron data with a triple fit of velocity distributions, by Klaus Scherer et al. Given their uniqueness, the Ulysses data can still provide us with valuable new clues about the properties of plasma populations in the solar wind, and, especially, about their variations with heliographic coordinates. We revisit the electron data reported by the SWOOPS instrument on board of the Ulysses spacecraft between 1990 to early 2008. These observations reveal velocity distributions out of thermal equilibrium, with anisotropies, e.g., parallel drifts or, and different temperatures, parallel and perpendicular to the background magnetic field, and quasi-thermal and suprathermal populations with different properties. We apply a 2D nonlinear least square fitting procedure, using the Levenberg-Marquardt algorithm, to simultaneously fit the velocity electron data, up to a few keV, with a triple model combining three distinct populations, the more central quasi-thermal core and suprathermal halo, and a second suprathermal population consisting mainly of the electron strahl, or beaming population with a major field-aligned drift. The recently introduced Kappa cookbook is used to describe each component with the following anisotropic distribution functions, recipes, Maxwellian, regularized Kappa, and generalized Kappa distributions. The temperature anisotropy quantified by the best fits is considered as a case study of the main parameters characterizing electron populations. By comparison to the core, both suprathermal populations exhibit higher temperature anisotropies, which slightly increase with the energy of electrons. This was Revisiting the Ulysses Electron Data with a Triple Fit of Velocity Distributions, by Klaus Scherer et al.